Oktoberfest.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Michael Anthony Norton. Now, I did not win the Nobel Prize this year, according to my mother, who posted a message on Facebook saying, "Some man won the prize for physics from the Ohio State University." That was hours after the fact that I had planned for maybe minutes or about an hour to do a show called Socialism tonight. After Physician and after the Peter Sellers gig that preceded it. So, socialism. What is it? I think the United Kingdom is more capitalist than the United States of America, which is one of the reasons I would like to transfer my life there. Are you bored tonight? Call into my podcast and talk to me about anything you want. This is socialism and other blather. I missed my 30th high school reunion last weekend. Dial 563-999-3703. There is a image on the Blog Talk Radio show tonight that I posted for you to see if you do call in or if you're just listening on blogtalkradio.com. Of, it might look like the moon, but it was actually the sun. And I did not edit it. It was just one of those auto actions that the camera took. But it was a very strange sun. I don't have a really good camera right now. But it was a steely gray sky, and the sun was a total perfect orb, unlike in the photo where it's blurred between the electric utility and telecommunications lines on the neighborhood street there around the treetops. But anyway, that's some blather for you. United Kingdom is more socialist. No, that's incorrect in my opinion. United Kingdom is more capitalist than the USA right now. And I'm not trying to cause a race or anything, but they're doing quite well from what I saw when I went over there for 2 weeks. They certainly have a lot of political powers if they were able to Brexit from Europe past 10 years, at least in the dialogue optimists of our consumption of it in the media, in politics. But I want to talk about socialism. I have no degree in political science. I have a degree in public administration. It's a master's degree out of California, Hollywood. It's a new word I came up with today. Hollywood. Just a simple combination of your web technology, business entrepreneurs and racketeers and profiteers, and the old Hollywood one. Holly Webb. So what do you think about socialism? I think it has affected New England in a negative way. I think it affected Bernie Sanders in a very positive way with regard to his career and people and media presence and media dollars. I think he makes more than I do every month. And I'm not that bad of a guy. I'm not saying Bernie Sanders is that bad of a guy. But I don't think that U.S. needs to be in the direction of a socialist state. or under the direction of a socialist state. And if you listen to Physician at all earlier today, and you can, if the day still is remaining for you, thanks to the web in Hollyweb, it's online, I think, for everyone who has access to the web. Although I have no promoters other than Blog Talk Radio right now. So, socialism and other blather. The physician pound that I dripped off my vocal cords earlier today as I recover from a cold. The cold has moved from my facial sinewy sinuses area to my chest. And I'm okay with that. It means it's moving. It's moving. If you read my book, you'd know that moving is better than standing still. The health system has been negatively impacted by socialism in the United States, at least in New England, because there are lots of money and there are lots of employees between the physician and the patient today. And I want to make an analogy for you, dear listener. If you can imagine National Football League, I keep going back to this. It's just one of the very narrow analogy players or packet of analogies that I have in my brain. But the National Football League, because I'm a fan, I like football, it's a game of science and physics. And it's fun. I should have played in high school, but enough about me. If you can imagine the football team on the National Football League, which have some roster cutoff of 50 to 55 players every end of the summer before they start their fall season, imagine if they had like 400 or 500 allowances on their roster for players. All 32 or however many teams there are, they would pool resources, P-U-L-L, not P-O-O-L, but P-U-L-L, they would pool resources, extract resources from the 11 men on the field through the means of the coaching staff required to oversee 400 to 500 players from general management. And eventually, if that were the structure of the National Football League, I would imagine they would have to try to pull in or rotate in these 500 football players on their roster into the 11-man lineup within a narrow very window of 16 or 17 games in a season, and it would be ridiculously confusing, disordered. The press would go nuts. I mean, the press would be reporting all kinds of issues via mail, postal mail, and web, and reports, and consumer reports. And the game would lose a lot of value. To me, that's socialism. Don't think it's a good idea moving forward. And there's another reason why I don't think it's a good idea for the United States to pursue socialism as a leadership platform. It's personally and professionally it's due to a time in my life way back 2005, 2006, where I tried to address a problem and send it to the Patent and Trademark Office, an application per their requirements, and guidelines, resolving differences between the U.S. government at that time and socialism. And luckily, in hindsight I say this, luckily it was abandoned by the patent office, by me. And I went on in pursuit of resolution to that problem, a different method. I utilized different methods and found a better solution that's capitalizable. And I think there are many more greater performing capitalists in the world today than the United States. I think China is a marvelous wonder in that department, especially with regard to business in California and in my old alma mater career path of Hollywood. I mean, when I started dealing with Chinese business people about 10 years ago, it was like the third wave of cinema out of France, but it was Chinese just taking control of north and south of California and capitalizing on the whole state. And for lack of a more wholesome leadership across the board, from individuals to political leaders in this country, then up to now, throughout the rest of the United States too. I guess it reached New England. But there's no need to be angry. There's no need to argue, as the lyricists and muses will say and sing to us. One guy's opinion. Saoirse Ronan, I am available on Halloween and Dios de la Muertes this year. Happy Oktoberfest. I don't claim superiority of knowledge in the political arena. I'm sure there are some great, highly capitalistic performing socialist places in the world. But, I mean, there's places in Middle East, UAE and all that, extremely capitalist, extreme high wealth. And Israel, too. Is that a social? It's not a, it, why do they call it a socialist democracy, though? I don't know. I don't have the political science degree. But I know they're, they seem to be more capitalist than the United States of America at this time. And I don't think America or the United States can compete if we're trying to wedge a socialist platform into the traditional political space of the U.S. politics. What other blather can I go on about by myself with a cat on my lap for 2 hours? Okay, Wikipedia loaded. So this was my plan. I'm multitasking. Out, the reception's well. I'm not sitting on the toilet. I just don't want to call on air. I want to send out a smiley face to Ellen Fanning. Ellen Fanning has a wonderful sister by the name of Dakota. Oh, Wikipedia. I dialed in Wikipedia. And it loaded Wikimedia, and it said Wikimedia error. Dakota Fanning, a smiley to you as well, for posting your sister's incredibly artistic, elegant, and beautiful picture of herself three times, one in the mirror of her eye, the other with her back leaning into a larger mirror that reflected herself in a beautiful dress. I thought it was a very nice example of cinematic art in the capitalist business world that we all live in today. So Wikimedia's down. Sorry about that. I guess they're the socialist club. And I'm not surprised because the winner of the physics prize this year is out of Ohio State University. And so is the creator, the god, the deity of Wikipedia.org. I was going to read Bernie Sanders' profile, his biography for y'all. Guess we don't need that, according to the socialist operators of my telephone today. Well, I did not come from outer space. As much as Hollywood wants you to believe that I did, and I'm a schmuck who's uneducated and cannot perform on a team of NFL caliber for production in movies and television, they're pulling your leg. You would be blown away by the math and science I have accomplished. And that is art. That is not excluded from the art business space, as these socialists want you to live out your lives believing. I do not know when publicity in Hollywood became so socialist, but we got to get back to the basics and fundamentals of the United States of America and Hollywood genuine, awesome, high value, high production, collaboration, and motion picture making entertainment. If we can do that, it'll be a better world for me, and that's the only person I care about in this pseudo-socialist society in which we live today. The only person. I have friends who get paid a little more than me, but they're a little less qualified than I am to fill certain roles that are needed in this country and world. But in a socialist framework, that does not translate to success for anyone. Everything gets flattened out into a communist structure. And of course there are winners, but are they really winners? The Union of Soviet Socialist Republic broke apart. That was not one or a few people's doing. That was many people unhappy with the system they lived in. There was no Glenda the Good Witch with the magic wand bringing change to the world to make it a better place for everyone. So I think it's a failure of communications in the United States and the global media politic that U.S. should be pursuing a socialist platform in the U.S. at this time, and may I say juncture. Excuse me, I hope I haven't offended the Bush family for their making that word relevant at their term in office. And that's unknown to me, because why would a physicist from Ohio State have won the Nobel this year? I've known Republicans from that area. I guess there's a lot more socialists in that region. I know they've had legal pot in that central Ohio area for much longer than probably New England up here in Maine. But they're a power. They're a powerhouse in the FBS, the football, whatever BS stands for, computer rating social system. I know a man who calls the NBA a communist organization. I don't know. I'm not really a big NBA fan. I like to watch it every now and then. But I don't know. If that's the case, then we're in a double attack. The U.S. is being doubly attacked by both socialism and communism. So how do we unloosen the belts around our rib cages a little bit and relax as an American democracy of capitalism today? Let's see if Wikipedia has come back online. You know, there's only certain human beings' professional profiles on the glorious Wikipedia space with regard to actual accomplishments in their lives. There's a very narrow niche. It's not like maybe it is exactly like World Factbook. I don't know. But World Factbook only shows a very limited construct of area and region of the world by geopolitical nomenclature for the everyday inquisitive mind. Maybe Wikipedia and that are the same suspects of creation. I have no idea. But I know one of the founders is from Central OH. BERNIESANDERS. Service temporarily unavailable. Our servers are currently under maintenance or experiencing a technical problem. Please try again in a few minutes. Wikimedia Foundation. All right, well, I guess I'm in trouble because there's a lot of third wave socialism proponents in New England, New Hampshire, Vermont. The hell is map and look? What the heck? What the heck is the map looking like in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to socialist ideals? What is it like in Boston? And what is it like in the tiny little town of Cambridge, Massachusetts? I want to see the political breakdown of socialist voters. All three sizes and scopes of the Commonwealth. Ridiculous. Now, I can understand why no way won literature prize. I could understand that. No way. Guy from Norway. The girl from Norway won. But the OSU physicist who won the physics prize this year is so bad. It's so Hollywood. When people say, oh, that's so Hollywood, that's what that is. It's so Hollywood. No one in Ohio ever in the length of my life deserves it, because I lived there more than I do. And I'm not the failure in the human behavioral sciences. I apologize for that. but I'm not. And in my opinion, which I may hold, just as everyone holds, I think it's a bunch of poppycock jabberwocky that an OSU physicist won this year. What did he bring back, Lazarus? Raise Lazarus from the dead? It's so ridiculous to me that I'm not angry. It's just totally ridiculous. It's just so ridiculous, so Hollywood. And it's Hollyweb now. It's so Hollyweb that we should have Jewish Nobels every year. I think that's a great idea. I think we should have a Jewish Nobels organization. I should probably found it, except I don't have the money yet. I'm living in a socialist region of the United States of America. The Jewish Nobels. There's nothing wrong with a little alternative in every category on this planet, every sector. I and many people loved alternative rock. And I miss it too. And I like Selena Gomez's song, I'll Be Single Soon. However, sounds a lot like Taylor Swift. I've been listening to the radio today, the pop channel, and it's been like every other song is Taylor Swift. Is that because of Bernie Sanders' rise and fall? Grandpa, come on, man. I'm not going to beat up Bernie Sanders. I'm going to beat up Bernie Kosar. Brother Bladder. What other bladder do you want me to talk about? You want me to believe I was speaking to Seth Chabrolin on Gmail this morning? Nope. Not a person posing as him. The AI bot world. Could have been her. It might have been her. An actress on that level would probably be interested in more than saying, hey, why don't you sign up for Google Chat? We're talking on Gmail. And she has interests in the motion pictures, as do I. Why would she have more interest in, you need to sign up for Google Chat to talk to me, when we're talking right from Gmail? Google, how socialist is that corporation? Never mind. Go back to my Hitch Presents. Hitch Presents Mirage Invasion. Go do your research. Socialists. Okay, get to the other bladder. Gotta get to the other bladder part. Good. I'm annoyed. Who's winning for chemistry this year at the Nobels? Cheech and Chong? Cheech and Chong gonna finally get the Nobel Prize? They're up in smoke. Chemistry. In chemistry, the prize goes to Cheech and Chong for Up in Smoke. Oh, wow. How many more minutes do I have to wait for Cersei or Dakota to call me? I haven't passed the Hollywood exam yet. What about Ryan Reynolds? And I'll never make it in Hollywood. Now I will try to see. I just tried to come on for 2 hours and talk politics, but you can't talk politics if they're siloing all the communications in this country. Then you just have people end up talking to themselves, whether they're recording it or not. I've met all kinds of people who talk to themselves all day long. They get up on their hill. Mostly around homeless shelters and mental hospitals. Brings me back to physicians, and then I'll go back to Peter Sellers. But physicians, the podcast, bequeathed to you earlier today, if you're listening, and it's still a day for you, thanks to the web. We have a lot of lepers in Bangor, Maine. And Portland, Maine just got a Monopoly board square, I guess. It was a news feed that stabbed into my eyes like a pencil or pen or hot poker in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But it's okay. Well, that's cool, I guess. Portland, Maine gets a Monopoly board piece. Okay. We got this paper mills up and running again. Everything's restored after COVID, except we have these lepers in Bangor, Maine. The opioid victims, the meth addicts, they're having physical and psychological problems, and babies. The social system, the healthcare system has to figure out what to do with their children, too, while they scratch their heads in the health system figuring out what to do with the lepers. I really think we should go back to dungeons. Just imagine visually for me, and this is half in jest, because I don't work at a mental hospital, or an ER center, or on the battlefield with the Marines. But imagine a dungeon. There's a big room with bricks and, I guess, what is in between the bricks? Not bricks, but rocks. Big rocks and the pastes that you paste the rocks together with, the mason works. And it's underground, but it's also under a mental hospital. And you take all the lepers, you put them in, and you chain them against the walls. They're by the wrists and their ankles. And they get their own space, so they don't get to, when they move their limbs and bodies, they don't get to cross over to the other lepers. But they don't also get to pick the skin off their faces or eat whatever it is they're eating and consuming. They get to recover. And they get to get fed, and they get to extend the chains from the walls when it's their turn to go use the restroom privately. But there's no reason with the technology we have today to not have a dungeon recovery center for people like that. 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, they'll be out, they'll be clean, and if we can apply more than the Ohio State University physics to the world map of Wikimedia and social movements, socialist movements, if we can capitalize on the good, hard working labor of the people in the world, the good, hard working economics of mathematicians and scientists, they might even have clear heads when they walk out of there. Clear minds and not brainwashed or confused minds. It's half in jest, like I said, but only because I'm a Dungeons and Dragons fan. And because mental hospitals went from cages around heads, like they show at the police station museum downtown here. They have a little museum there that shows cage heads for prisoners. And mental hospitals with horrible, horrible abuses against mental patients, to the other extreme where these people are walking around with no care or help that they can get, and it just goes on and on for months on end and years on end, and a lot of them die. It's so extreme. Got to meet in the middle. That's how America's, that's how the West was won. That's how the freedom is won. Blather and socialism. And remember, it's the people, it's the infrastructure of the health system, in my opinion, between the physician and the patient. They have instructions and jobs and certifications. There's a whole, almost a union of social workers here who are licensed. I asked an acquaintance the other day, what does it take to get a licensed social worker certification? Told me a bachelor in science. You got to jump through several hoops, like an exam. You got to take class, this and that. You'll have administrators in hospitals in the same community sending out mail that is written in total incoherence with almost seeming like threats against the individual's health record. Even if the health record's clean, there's just threats of the usage of it coming out of the care system. Monetization threats. And then, of course, the lepers, a lot of them, they probably don't even get mail because a lot of them are homeless. And a lot of them wouldn't even be able to interpret it because they're so neurologically distorted. And then you get directories for care providers that look like they were written by second or third grade students learning language. Be so blunt, because it never does me any good. Never. Actually, it does. I'm lying. I'm being facetious. I'm being a jerk. And Steve Martin clearly got the relevance patent on the jerk. It has done, that's made me any money being a jerk. But it has helped being blunt in the math and science area of exploration, of hobby, of interests like music and movies and TV and sports. It's fascinating to me, the world in which we live and die and get injured and make love. Why is there no Peter Sellers social club? Why is there no Peter Sellers social club? It's so Hollyweb that there's not. The New College of Oxford had its lights lit up for a photo it posted on your social media networks. It looked like students from NYU putting the lights on the bricks, saying, humana, humana. Well, what's New College? Is that Is that where they're considering hiring me? I hope so, because I want to go to UK. But there's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Isn't there more pomp than circumstance? The socialist regime? Or maybe not. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe that's why they called it pomp and circumstance. The guy who wrote it. It's total equilibrium, man. Like electricity, magnetism, man. Cersei had the cutest hairdo I've seen yet of her, and she's had like 50,000 hairdos thanks to Hollywood. It's the cutest little bop, I guess they call it. I don't have a degree in fashion design. Bebop. A curl? A pumpkin head? I don't know what the proper terminology is. A wedding bell. A wedding bell hairdo. I'm available. Halloween. En Dios. Dios de la Muertes. I'm giving you some flexibility. And myself. I am here. Being. And that girl's really cool. That girl's so cool. Nerds look like nerds. Well, no limit to making an arse out of myself, is there? I want to see foe. She put a spell on me. Spell on me, a dungeon master. All right, I'm out of words. Next, Peter Sellers. Peter Sellers. Nobody ever calls in. I blew it all at the casino. Blew my whole career path and life. Put everything down. Hitler was a socialist too, wasn't he? Why is it the new vogue here? In any year of the 21st century, it should not be. The National Socialist Party did horrible things. We don't need one here. All right. Well, the physicist from Ohio State has an Italian last name, and give him that. You just throw that out. Yeah. He's forgiven. He's forgiven by the Pope. I saw Goofy AI pictures of the Pope on Facebook today. Fun. He's smiling, walking around, shaking hands with people in his white pterodactyl uniform. Hilarious. Yeah, I created a picture. Pope running around in Rome, shaking all the hands of his beautiful women. It's like... Bill Friedkin passed away this year, man. You got to show some respect. William Friedkin. passed away from Cinema Hollyweb. He looks like a nice guy to me, Pope Francis. I just wonder about that Eastern Orthodox Pope. It's so mysterious, the one way over the wall that fell in the 90s. One on the other side of the wall over there, way over there in Eastern Europe, Western Russia. He's like a mysterious, it's like, it's not from Saturday Night Live, but it's in that genre of awkward, a native character like a rock, called a rock mage. In a D&D campaign that I authored for fun for myself while I'm banned from Hollywood. And it's like that. The rock mage just called out to the players from the echoes of the walls in the dungeon where they roamed. The rock mage, very mysterious character. That's like the Pope of the Eastern Orthodox Church. He has like an invisible shield protecting his church from the media in that part of the world. From the perspective of me, it's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like Australia has 5 time zones. Who knew that? Who's cognizant of that every day they walk around the U.S. of A.? Murdoch, Fox, Forbes land. 5 time zones? Or 6? Might even have 6. It's GMT plus 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and possibly 12. My memory serves me correctly. That's massive. That's big, man. That's huge. Guys studying intervals of the tide should be there. 6 hours. 6 time zones, man. 150-foot waves. Not in that order or summation. 50-foot waves and 100-foot wave every hour. Do they have SpongeBob SquarePants? Now I know why. Now I know why Nicole Kidman married an Australian. He'll drop a little hint to the American friends across the pond. She married an Australian because she wears her heart on a sleeve. And she wears her heart on a sleeve because that's her job and her stardom. Great actress. Keith Urban, the Australian music singer. I listened to Australian music for about 1 or 2 hours today. They call it country in the States, but that's just Nashville. It's not country. That's Australian music. You've been pulling the wool over my eyes all these years? Tennessee? Oh, I burned my American flag. Guess I'm tipsy. Tipsy Hadron Collider. And I only have 58 minutes left of my paid for commercial advertising. Socialists and other blather. Who is going to be the wordsmith on Saturday Night Live? There's got to be the wordsmith character. I read a headline, McCarthy removed from the speaker position in revolt at the Hoyus, but it was house. But to say it's Hoyus, it could be Hoyus pronounced in English. McCarthy removed as the speaker in revolt from hard right wing in the Hoyus. Ohio State physics teacher wins Nobel Prize.
Whoa. I have nice legs. I have nice legs. Otherwise, innocent creatures of animal kingdomia would not crawl all over them. Why isn't Hollyweb wizards crawling all over them? I want, just like all those Australian music singers want, I want a nice, ordinary, private family sail off into the curl of the tube, the wave, man. I don't want all this other blather anymore. All this other blather, like country music. I like country music, but why do we call it country music? It's Australian, Aussies. So the rest of my Oktoberfest will be sober, Nicole Kidman, because I have to prepare for Halloween. Halloween or Dios de la Muertes, marriage ceremony, because I am the modern Arnold Schwarzenegger. I am the modern James Cameron. I like playing with AI. And people's at the movie set. I want the Jude Law show. Can I be Jude Law for a while I wait for Hollyweb to catch up? And Mustard. Have you been to the new college? New college? Who wants New College? Why does Oxford name it New College? Seth, the cliffs of Dover, man. The moon nuked the ledge. All right. So where's Jude Law been? So I smoked two cigarettes at once. Pretend I'm in a gritty old UK movie. That get me closer. You got a fast car, Tracy Chapman. So fast made me drop the H from your name. You got a fast car, Tracy Chapman. Why don't you take Donna Langley for a ride with me? I remember driving in your car. We'd sing it together. Well, she can be someone. Socialism and other bladder. Sounds too much like bladder. I strain my bladder. My cats make me laugh. playing around with a toy. Something like a crack baby. Just cute. We just went through the cleansing. We went through the ethnic Hoyas cleansing. We cleaned the Hoyas. It's ready for the market. My other cat warmed up to me. Took her months and years. The Humane Society gave her to me. I purchased her. I purchased my two cats. Took her months and months. She howled all the way home. I thought it was the runt, this little crack baby cat playing right now. Who never lets go of my hip, always attached to me. But no, it took her months to warm up. We showered. Consider that at a later time. Right now we're going to turn to Trainspotting. Trainspotting was a movie before Spawn, man. Trainspotting came out in the 90s. What are you talking about Spawn for in 2003? In 2023? Trainspotting was fucked up. There was a lot of great alternative rock music going on. And there was some scrubby kids on the screen. There's a fucking baby walking across, crawling across the ceiling, man. Trainspotting. And they was all doing drugs and shit, but did the baby have a vaccination? Crawling on the fucking ceiling, man. Here's another fucked up thing. Hi, this is Jude Law. You're listening to Michael Anthony Norton's Socialism and Other Blather. I don't know which part I am. Maybe the ampersand. Maybe the amp or the sand. But there's all this COVID-19 shit. And it's like, before COVID-19, I go to the economics department of the state looking for a job. I don't like to call it labor department anymore. Labor is like the baby walking across the ceiling on the knees and the paws. I go up to the economics department looking for a job, and I send some materials and literatures out. And then we all come down with COVID, and everything shuts down. The place is closed for years. The city's closed. I'm walking around. Well, I like the trip to London. But we're not all at 100%, are we? Come home, and the rotunda gets raided. I go back up to the economics department looking for work. And before COVID, the resources were telephone for interviews. I did an interview with a Californian. It got cut off. And then I worked in the Microsoft Productivity Suite. And there was office. I was in an office working on a computer that had Office in it. And I used Word for processing my language and formatting it. And I used Excel for processing my mathematics and arithmetic. And I used PowerPoint putting together the marketing and branding. Genre of the same shit. And I get back after COVID, years later, the Economics Department of State opens up again. I'm back looking for work again. I go to sit at the computer. They still have a phone. I'm losing my Jude Law accent right now. What the fuck? And then I open up Office, and it's only Word, man. There's no Excel. There's no PowerPoint. So I just use Word. In the browsers that send the email companies my information and monetize them. And I'm living in socialist state or region or both of a country that I don't think is socialist, man. It's capitalist just like UK. It's like those people must have been watching Trainspotting much more than I have, because why would they take PowerPoint and Excel and not Word during the time of COVID? They're associated PowerPoint and Excel with COVID-19. Isn't that fucked up? That's fucked up. And it took a month to do that, too. That's so long. They said, no. They got employees rolling in and out of that place all throughout COVID. But the people they're there for who are looking for work were blocked from that place for months, probably years. And then you walk in and Microsoft Productivity Suite is a fourth or a third of what it used to be. It's like Rod, Peel, Sterling, Vincent Price shit. Now I think it's Lord on the radio. I'm going to have to change subject. Why can't I have a star on my podcast? Am I Michael the Archangel? Is it Ark or Ark? The Babylonians know, the Arabics, or the Bic pen makers? Is it Michael the Archangel, or is it the Archangel? And is it the Arcway to the West in St. Louis, or the Oshway? The Oshway? To the West? Or is it the Gateway? The Gateway to the West? I find it inexcusable that my comedy routine, no matter how rhythmic or eurythmics it is so non-monetizable relative to the other comic acts that I have seen who are monetizable. Why is that? I don't know. All I know is nothing at all. How about those guys, man? Do you guys have those over in UK too? Those people who are like, whatever you learn, man, it's not going to work for you. It's not how it works. You become overqualified for your work position, man. They have people like that in UK too. What the heck is that? That's like real life Jedi mind trick bullshit. Hey, you become too qualified to get a job, man. They say that, UK, or they just say you're a Johnson. Sit your ass down, you're a Johnson. Sit your ass down in a motion picture studio and the stage of William Shakespeare, you're a Johnson. I really hope all those old, really old men in the Shakespeare stages don't force the women to make love with them just so they could be in the show. I really hope that's not the way it works in theater industry. Does it? Or they just throw on a costume in disguise saying they're gay. I'm an old gay man. Put me in the show. What Kevin Spacey did. I bet that's what he did. My mom and dad would probably be upset with that. I said that. They liked him in By the Sea as Bobby Darin. But then again, they changed their minds too, like the weather. Who doesn't? They told me Hollywood's evil last time I talked to them about it. Why did you send me to school for that shit, then? What, you think I was Dove S.S. Simmons? Think I was Jim Jarmusch? I was born for Hollywood. I'm sorry to that. I'm sorry to pronounce that Hollywood has taken over the Nobel Organization. Apologize, it's my doing. We get the Jewish Nobels up. Yeah, they'll probably start a war. Can't have a Jewish Nobels on that part of the world. China and Bhutan go to war. Oh. 6 time zones in Australia. That's a huge island. That really, for a guy like me whose timing is bad, and I say that with English spin, that opens up a whole new perspective of that island for me. I knew it was big, but that puts it in the magnifying glass, man. It puts it in the window 5 or 6 time zones. That's pretty cool. We only got 3 here in the States. You can't count Alaska and Honolulu. Shh. he don't want to be counted. That's the problem. Why would Honolulu want to count in my life? That's my life. Maybe we can get Victoria, take us on an Australian Aussie tour. Show us. It's like a Tootsie Roll Pop to me. Australia is. You got all the coastal wealthy people, and then inside you got the indigenous in the desert, hot, sweating their asses off, running from fire nados. Kangaroos and shit. Imagine seeing a kangaroo in the wild. This probably be my first fight that I win. Oh, that was stupid. I got Sarah Silverman in me too. I drop stupid jokes all the time. Only difference is she gets paid for it. It's in the Bible. It's in the instructions of our life. He said it too. Jesus is magic. Did she mean Jesus is Maggie? The Ballad of Jack and Rose. Jesus is Maggie. You know, I had a buddy when I was a kid. He used to play Fleetwood the Fighter all the time at D&D table when we played it. And we never called it D&D table, but I'm emphasizing that today because that's what it was. We sat around and played like innocent children. We didn't play like go make a dungeon for all the lepers in the town. Call it science. But he played Fleetwood the Fighter all the time. The Burly Man. And it turns out, grown up with his own family now, but the way he acts to me, even if it's the same time zone, like the biggest fag in the Shakespeare ensemble. He is so pris and prim with regard to my fabric of existence. But holy shit, dude, we didn't get married. What did I ever do to create such a reversal of roles from you as my buddy when we were kids and you as Fleetwood the Fighter in our D&D game realms? And it could be the socialist wave. I'm not calling him a socialist, although he might be, because we haven't talked in years, and he has done work with NBC, but it's like, holy shit, life is not that determinant. And I know he holds his own. He holds his own. In his family, he holds his own. He's the elder. He has two younger siblings like I do. And they all have their own characters and personas and identities and stances and positions. But it's like, WTF, man. of that dynamic and mine with my two older siblings, we, in that experience, were the core. And it's like, yeah, you and I could have laughed at the, and we did with other friends, at the prim and priss of the theater of our planet at the time when we were younger. But it's like, you don't have to act and behave like that to me now. He ignores me on a social media space as if I am a spouse in silent treatment. Like, no, 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 we didn't cross those journeys and adventures together, and I think we both understand the reason why. That's not how our friendship was. And nor will it ever be. But why do I have to be left with the ethers of a friendship? Excuse me. That's gone and lost in the tones of soap opera. We had a 30-year reunion this weekend. He said he was going to attend on the social media thread. And then the class that I graduated with posted the reports, like CNN reposted a report today saying Saturday Night Live is coming back on the air, everyone. Why is CNN International taking the time to post that beyond me? But the pictures they returned didn't show any of my buddies. There were some buddies there, but he wasn't there on the report. Unless he's totally had like a plastic surgery change, and I didn't recognize him. It could be possible, right? They do that. People do that in California, for example. They do that in New York, the Twin City of Los Angeles. Kelly, oh, am I naming names or what? But it's like, damn. I don't understand. I don't understand why these people be so cruel to their own experience. How they can let go like that. Well, yeah, the old adage, yeah. Adage. The old adage goes, well, you walk through life, you're all out of touch with people, and that's how life is. But it shouldn't be that way for professions like the theater. Why do we have stars in the theater world who grow up from children to adults, if that's the case? I know they're still in theater and music. They should know that I still am, but they treat me as an inanimate object. And that and other blather has nothing to do with socialism. That's and other blather. But I never treated you that bad. I never treated you that cold. I never treated you like that at all. And I never would. I may have said some stupid things, both of you, at one time or another. Okay, maybe once to Kelly. but it wasn't stupid in the sense of the perspective of the world where I was coming from at the time. You may have thought it was so stupid that you never want to recognize me as a friend again. But I think that's ridiculous and irrational. Because I love you both. And Peter Sellers for allowing me to deliver it as such, that way. Even though I never knew Peter Sellers. I never grew up with him. May have gone to college with a man who looked like him and acted like him and studied like him and got a job at the college teaching acting. I never knew Peter Sellers. All right. So, socialism and other blather. They all have munchkins now, too. On top of it, that's just salt out of the wound. Share your greatest creations. With your buddy. Your friends. The man had not risen up to the third rope of the three-ring boxing square that everyone pays for and buys. You haven't even shared your greatest creations with me. How do you think that makes me feel, man? Woman. No excuse. I don't know. There's no analogy for that. Not even in the scriptures. Stunned. No analogy. Just blather. All right, so moving along on the podcast, dramatists tonight, socialism and other blather, it's not in my nose. And who the hell are these people and what rights do they think they have to come up to New England in Bangor, Maine, and present impersonations of humans I once knew? Is that worthy of a Norwegian Nobel Prize in Literature? What planet are you people on? Scampum. Planet Scampum. Oh, the issues in my novel were so foreign to human beings on this planet. It should have all been written in an alien language, like J.R.R. Tolkien's Middle Earth. Yeah. Well, nobody asked me, can we play Dungeon Master? Can I play Dungeon Master when I play D&D? Except when we made movies, Dan was a pretty good director. together. Walt Smith's were too. Walt Smith has a new show called Plastic Jesus up in Canada. Anyone interested in going? I guess that's riding the coattails of the Barbie sensation. Plastic Jesus. Barbie was big in the U.S. We're going to do Plastic Jesus in Canada. Wally. Wally and I parted ways and means at the presentation of the PTSD brochure in my senior year in college. Now I have PTSD. And honest to God, keep it general like that. Honest to God, I didn't have PTSD the whole time between my senior year in college or my birthday in 1975 and today. Yeah. I can be selfish, though. Can be elfish, too. Texans get all the first goes at elfism, though. Texas. Australia's got some time zones on your body. They got some time zones wider than your Lone Star State. That's okay. It wasn't just Florida and the Texans that made it to the moon and back. It was people all time zones working like the little Eastern Orthodox Pope whose name nobody knows. The Eastern Orthodox Pope knows something about the rotation of the planet Earth around the sun and the sun rising in the east. His dominion and domain, the Eastern Rising Sun, not delegated only to Japan. I think I pulled a muscle in my right foot walking to the refrigerator. No, I didn't. A little pain signal. The Eastern Orthodox Pope. As mysterious as he must be, has a secret that could unlock the freedom for all on planet Earth in its rotation into the sunrise of the day, the sunset out west every day too. Pope Francis. Blocking my light, shadowing my persona from all the West. Look, come to the U.S., man. Visit the U.S. and it doesn't have to be the White House. You can have a deal at the Showtime at the Apollo Club in New York City by 125th Street. We get the Eastern Orthodox Pope there for celebration of the planet Earth. Does speaking American, speak English, Is there an Eastern Orthodox Pope anymore? I don't even know. The media doesn't even cover it here. Who knows? Let's get him to New York City. He could be there on the weekend. Saturday Night Live comes back to television. Could even be a guest. It could even be a she, for all I know. They could have reformed faster than the old Catholic Church. Out of Roma, Vatican City. They might have a woman pope by now. Who knows? They don't cover that far here. We only have 3 time zone states. We don't have no 5 or 6. Say it again. It doesn't count. It's socialism and other blather. It doesn't count if we got Alaska and Hawaii, Honolulu. The oceans do not employ brains of the Navy officers in this country. The oceans get to have their own designated biological ecosystem and common sense. The Navy does not get to dictate for the U.S. and Japan what the oceans of the planet does for all media consumers. That's not why we pay $55 gazillion every year for the U.S. Navy. Especially me and my friends on $900 to $1,500 a month, they with more drug bills to pay than I do for themselves than I do for me. That's so watered down socialism. It's not even fun. It's not fun. You got a friend buying 31 cans of green beans because there's 31 days in the month and he needs his green beans every day. He can't get food from food pantry because it goes bad. He can't time it that well, even though he's really good at mathematics. And there's 30 mathematician teacher jobs in the state of Maine alone at vacancy right now. And he don't have an autistic diagnosis in his social care plan. So go ahead, supersize me, movie makers. I want to see you eat green beans every day of the month for 5 to 10 years. That's Hollywood. I'm going to tell you right now the name of the Eastern Orthodox Pope. His name is Google. The 4G light telecom system presents in the meantime. How are the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity men doing? How are they learning the skills and challenges and trades and learnedness of secret handshakes and the Citadel? I don't know. The church has no central doctrinal or governmental authority analogous to the head of the Catholic Church, the Pope. Although the ecumenical dot dot dot
please wait for Google Android to load Google web support page on Wikipedia. N as in Nancy, M as in meticulous, Wikipedia. N.m.wikipedia. What's with the first level domain now? Is that more Mikey abuse? We don't have enough abuse against my identity and character. We'll just layer it on the first level domain, the World Wide Web practitioner. M could be mobile, but what is n.m.wikipedia.org? Neurotic? $500 million company, Wikipedia. The Nobel Prize goes to an unknown physics teacher in OSU who is not mine or yours. Socialism on planet Earth. The Orthodox Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Church is the second largest Christian church, with approximately 220 million baptized members. I say baptized, I'm emphasizing it because it's a hyperlink. It operates as a communion of autocephalous churches, each governed by its bishops via local synods. The church has no central doctrine or governmental authority analogous to the head of the Catholic Church, the Pope. It used to, didn't it? As one of the oldest surviving religious institutions in the world, the Eastern Orthodox Church has played a prominent role in the history of and culture of Western Australia, the Caucasus, and Eastern and Southeastern Europe. Language, Greek, Church Slavonic, Romanian, Georgian, and other vernacular. Founder, Jesus Christ, according to sacred tradition. Origin, 1st century, according to sacred tradition, Judea, Roman Empire, according to sacred tradition. What does that mean? So it's a headless church. The Hydra. The communities in the former Byzantine regions of North Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean, are among the oldest Orthodox communities from the Middle East, which are decreasing due to forced migration driven by increased religious persecution. Eastern Orthodox communities outside Western Asia, Asia Minor, Caucasia, and Eastern Europe, including those in North America, Western Europe, and Australia, have been formed through diaspora, conversions, and missionary activity. All right. That's Psychology Today. We have 6.5 minutes left on this podcast. What shall I sum it up with? The mayor of Toronto, the Trudeaus of Canada, the Showstoppers of Cleveland, the magnetism constant, or Halloween wedding. There's not many people on this planet would venture
confidently into a marriage together that has its ceremony take place on Halloween, or Dios de la Muertes, that just so happen to be contiguous together on every calendar year. I do have faith that there are some people in certain professions who would come to agreement together that those days for a ceremony setting sail to progression of marriage and a digression of life together would be okay. I hope that I'm not the only one who feels that. And I could very well be, because I still have a cat sitting on my lap, sleeping, I think. And I'm all alone in a wicked old subsidized apartment that's been in a house 200 years. This house has been up for 200 years old in American standards. U.S. standards, I mean. Just remember, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame came out in 1994. And so did the UV index, ultraviolet. Not ultraviolet. Not ultraviolet. I can draw back my nose. That's congested right now. But ultraviolet index came out in 1994 also. And that's when I went out too. I got straight A's 93-94 school year. Reason for that, Halloween and Dios de la Muerte. We're approaching the 2 minute warning. Yep, it's now 2 minutes remaining without any ghost calling in. I ask for your humility in admitting me into your life. And what is life if you have one? And you recognize another, something far greater than your own. And you want to share what you have with that person for that reason. You want to share that with that person for that reason, not alone. With the family we all come into this world with. And that's pretty much everyone outside of the panoply of existence. Even if there are people who strive for socialism and communism, it's okay at the end of the day. We're all just trying to figure out why we're here and how we can live better and freer together. Better and freer together with more love and less hate. Have a good night, everyone. Good night.